If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Who Talks Less is a kind of a 4:30, but first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Couple from our question, what did you not know would be the worst or best part of the job? Guys turned 16, got my driver's license, was made into the guy that drove the septic truck pumping out porta potties. Ironically enough, when the Daily Mix morning show did the world's shortest St. Paddy's Day parade up in Stanwood,
yeah,
we were in the back of one of those honey bucket trucks that does just that.
That is correct.
Yes.
Seemed appropriate.
That was bad enough, but going to someone's home and having to break the 8-inch crust off their septic tank, yeah, super yummy.
Oh, God.
Then when the truck clogged, I had to put rain gear on, go inside tank to rip the stuff out so it would pump again. Couldn't get a date to save my ass that summer, but the job paid well, so I did drink a lot of beer. That from our buddy Art.
What do you think is worse, the having to put on rain gear to unclog it or the 8-inch crust? I think the 8-inch crust disturbs me more.
Yeah, that's one time crust is not good.
I'm not ordering the creme brulee anymore.
No.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about that crust.
Sporting an 8-inch crust.
Oh, I'll tell you what, creme brulee is so good. I could have done that job through 8-inch crust of poo and still got a creme brulee.
Damn. Right. I'll take the creme brulee. I got crust on the mind. It is good, dude.
It is. Look, I just remember the first time I had it, I was like 18 or 19. I'm at a restaurant with a girl. Like, can't decide what to get. And the guy's like, you tried this. It wasn't like super high end.
Yeah.
It just blew my mind.
Yeah, and there's always room for it. Even if you're full and they have creme brulee, I'm like, I got room for this. Yeah.
Guys, there was a summer when I got a job as a school picture day photographer.
Oh,
there are many things wrong with these companies.
Oh, that's got to suck.
Aside from providing old, poorly maintained equipment, the line of kids waiting to get their picture taken is out the door. And you have to get through each kid within 3 minutes and move on to the next. Usually they send two photographers, two full sets of equipment, but one day, one of our sets decided to not work at all. Camera would not turn on, and the ID card printer malfunctions. We had hundreds of kids waiting. We had no tech support to come and help us. Some of the kids missed their bus home because we could not go any faster with one set down. School was pissed with our services, and I called my manager and I said, I quit. Where do you live? Because I'm dropping this equipment off at your house. So she tried to bribe me to stay on the job, and I said, go F yourself. Did I mention we had to get up at 5 a.m. just to be at school by 7 a.m. to start the process? Only did that job for 3 weeks. Take it easy. That from Elizabeth. Elizabeth, I will tell you this. Now, the school,
none of us envy you.
The school is very, very diligent about letting the students know about school picture day.
But are the students diligent about, I don't know, letting us know?
Well, there was no email chain.
Nope.
There was nothing like that. It was up to you as a student to remember this.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at every one of my yearbook pictures, everyone is dressed better than they normally would.
Of course, because your parents knew.
I am in a Tampa Bay Buccaneers shirt that's bright orange because I, once again, spaced on school picture day. My parents never bought a school picture of mine.
Really?
Because I was always in a T-shirt or a jersey.
Another advantage of going to a Catholic school.
You're you got the uniform
on. You just wear your uniform. And then when I got to DeMatha, what was I going to say? For your senior year, you're supposed to be in a tux.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to explain it, but it's like a movie set. They just had different sizes this shirt and jacket that they would basically just wrap around you and kind of Velcro.
Okay.
So it looked like you were wearing a tux.
My wife and I argue about this like every year at Christmas, right? Because she wants to send out the Christmas card, which I know you guys are full aware of. But I want to get a good picture of the kids. And I'm like, listen, babe, I hear you. I understand what you're talking about. But this is not a representation of who they are. The kid, because it's Christmas, it's during football season, he's wearing Ravens gear, right? Like, our son should be in Ravens gear, my daughter should just be in a hoodie. I'm like, that's what they look like. You can have them smile, you can have them stand next to each other, but the fact that you're digging through the closet for clothes that they don't wear, I'm like, this is so...
Why doesn't she do the typical thing that people do from the East Coast? On the family vacation in the summer, they all put on khakis and a blue or white shirt, and they take a picture on the beach, and they send that to you for your Christmas picture.
Everybody does.
That's not what our kids act like. That's not
I know,
what
but
like.
That's just what you do.
I hate it. It drives me bonkers. She says that I'm the a-hole, and it's like, I might be, I'm just saying... As far as our kids go, and they're good kids, but they
look,
don't
my buddy that
look
was in town
like
last
that.
Week, right?
Yeah.
When I went back for my cousin's funeral, he just said, I live in the neighborhood where you guys are going to be. Come by if you guys just want to time out and get a beer. So we go over there, and I've been talking about how great he has three kids. Unreal. And then he's like, stop telling people that. He's like, I don't know what look you gave him, but he's like, they don't act that nice ever. I was like, what? Even at the funeral, he's like, stop telling Will how good my kids are.
Damn. Don't tell people my kids are good.
Right? He was like,
you're a damn liar.
Yeah, I was just like, hello, children.
Right.
Boo bitches, I work at the zoo doing security. Mostly overnights, 2 days a week, I work the swing shift. The perks, I get paid to hang out at the zoo. Half the week, I get paid to do it alone at night, which is creepy as hell, but also stupid cool. And when I'm broke, I can bring a girl there for a free date. Now, the downside, despite being security, people will constantly ask me for information on animals, like where we got them. How old are they? I don't know. Or you get people who decide that it's cruel, and somehow the security guy making 17 an hour at Falden should be yelled at. I've had monkey ass thrown at me by said monkeys twice, had one pee on me, and at night, whenever I walk by the lion enclosure, they decide to roar, and it sounds like Jurassic Park. Actively puts me into fight or flight. Other than that, I really like the job. Take it easy, guys. That from Nathan.
But then fight or flight, man, if it's roaring at me, flight.
It would be cool to go to the zoo at night, though, and actually see the lion roaring. Because during the day, they just sit around.
They're nocturnal. That's when they hunt. That's when they're active. So that makes, now that I went to Africa, I know that. I didn't know that before.
I did know that. The National Zoo in D.C., they kind of coaxed. So the lion, obviously, it's a big draw. It's a lion. But they coaxed it out. It's this big-ass kind of meaty bone. I don't know what animal it's from, but it's a big-ass bone. So the male lion walks out. He's gnawing on it, and everyone starts snapping pictures. And I'm telling you, man. The way this lion started looking around at people, I'm like, all right, kids, we got to go. Because in my adult head, I'm like, it can clear that gap. It can clear that gap. And once I felt its eyes brush over me, I'm like, I'm getting the F out of here.
That is a good trump card, though, Miles. I was about to bring up how I'd been to Disney World. And they did the Africa ride, but you were like, well, I've been to Africa. And I'm like, God damn it, that's a good trump card.
That is the only reason I know. Because my kid's there. Okay, our birthday is brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Yeah! Responsibly.
Hello, gentlemen. Today's my husband Coleman's 32nd birthday. He's my best friend, a wicked good golfer, an incredible hockey coach. He works hard and gives us so much to his team. I couldn't be more proud. With the Toulouse Cup coming up, is that right? At the end of the month, T-E-L-U-S.
Sure.
Maybe Coach Ted could share a bit of coaching advice to help him get game ready. Love you, babe, and thanks so much. That from Boogie and Bunky in Chilliwack, British Columbia.
All right, pretty simple. Tournament time. Listen, all the kids, what have they been watching? The Grade 8. Alex Ovechkin, score goals. Remind these kids, we're only going to win this tournament on fundamentals, and it starts with you. I'm looking at you, number 7. Back check.
Gentlemen, today's my 35th birthday. Love the show, listen every day to add a little entertainment to the workday. Could I get some shotgun blast from Thrill? A pep talk from Coach Ted on how to survive playing golf in 100-degree heat this weekend. Thanks, guys. And from Andrew in Phoenix, Arizona.
Get.
A lot of people would tell you drinking alcohol in the heat's probably bad for you. So bad you might get dehydrated and need a transfusion. But before you get that blood transfusion, you start your day off by drinking transfusions, all right? So you mix in some bottles of water. Every 3 or 4 holes, you chug a Gatorade. Think about it this way. If you're not peeing, you're dehydrated.
Guys, want to give a shout-out to...
Play 9 holes and you don't have to pee. You drink some water.
You're in trouble. It's going to look like motor oil. Want to give a shout-out to my husband, Marco, who is begrudgingly celebrating his 40th birthday today. Let's give his 30s a big final goodbye with a fish sandwich, turtle sex, and a you like that, and of course a fart or two. Thanks, guys. That from Kelsey.
Two Oregon fish sandwich.
So what? Suck it up, cupcake.
What's up, Pimps? Smokey McGrafer here with a special birthday shout-out for one of the best receptionists to do it. Her name is Amanda and is a lifeline to so many of her clients. Could she get some dirty Germans talking about her yoga and shooting range pastimes? And Coach Ted giving advice on that big 5-0 today. Love everything you do. Would take sitting down and listening to the men's room with a men's room IPA over standing up coitus any day. Thanks, guys. That from Julius.
Yeah, I'm glad you're into yoga. I only know one position, downward doggy style.
Yeah, so he's talking about the shooting range as well. So, you know, since you said the yoga, I guess she's very good for the prone position.
Yeah, I'm going to wear my yoga toga.
What's Coach got to tell him, Miles? What are they
Coach
working on?
Coach is going to tell him advice on that big
5-0. Oh, she's turning 50.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think you just go out tonight, Amanda, and you look at the bar and you go, hey, listen up, suckers. I'm turning 50. Who wants to get laid? Then you wait for the men to line up. Buy your cocktails, maybe even a margarita.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun.
You guys, I want to share this picture with you guys since you guys have made more, or probably have more toothless listeners than any other radio show I know, so check it out. I got new teeth. Hopefully you guys appreciate it. I don't have many people I care to tell, but you guys are on that list. That from our buddy Matt. So we're going to put Matt. Him in the birthdays for the birth. It's
brand new teeth.
Brand new teeth.
Newborn teeth. Yeah.
Did you see his teeth?
A new mouth for Matt.
Yeah. You didn't Click see on his the teeth? Pictures. Yeah. They look great. I emailed him back and said, Matt, good job.
Matt, if you're going to send a bigger picture, just buy a billboard. Yeah. I mean, my God, man.
Yeah, good on them. They look great.
They really do. All right, guys.
Wait a minute.
What?
What happened to the guy that needed Coke's head and...
Oh. Did I not?
Damn it!
Wait a minute. Hold on.
I was excited about this pick.
Oh, man. I know I have that.
All right.
All right, man. I know. You know what? You're not wrong. I just don't know where in the hell it is.
I had you, Captain.
So, I'm sorry, man.
I think that.
Yeah. Where is that damn thing? I swear to God, I printed it up. I'm not losing my freaking mind. All right. Anyway. All right, guys. Here you go. Happy birthday to you.
Yaws a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefly.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know who sucks less?
Time for Who Sucks Last. Stephen Thrill, who you bring us 3 stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It is up to us to determine, out of the 3 stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you follow KISW on Facebook, X, and Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And today, much like last week, at Ted's request, it's all about the kids. That's right, Ted. We're talking about the kids. Let's start in Missouri. Officials say that new child abuse charges filed against a Missouri woman who's fostered children for over a decade. They say this is just the tip of the iceberg. Lincoln County prosecuting attorney Mike Wood, he released the statement that Brenda Deutsch, 70 years old, was arrested for neglect, abuse, and endangerment stemming from allegations of a missing child that was later located in the state of Texas. Now, even though the investigation is not yet completed, his office... Because of another child, That was in the kid's care at the time of the arrest. Says this is just the tip of the iceberg. Now, the child in this case was fostered and eventually adopted by the suspect and had been in her care for at least 4 years. At the time of her arrest, there were two other children in the home. However, there have been several other foster children in the home prior, which has allegedly seen over 200 hotline calls to that address. Now, court documents indicate that an anonymous call was made to social services back in November alleging abuse. And authorities say that the local school district reported excessive absences involving the child a couple of months later in February. Now, in that month, a school resource officer was notified about the child who was missing school. As the school began investigating, they learned that the child was in Texas. The school resource officer was told a rumor that the child was exchanged to an individual in Texas for a monkey. Now, a missing child report was then filed by the school. Now, after getting in touch with Texas law enforcement, the school resource officers was able to contact the child, said she was okay. Police in Texas, they reached the friend who had taken this kid and was keeping the child at a residence. She said, look, I'm keeping the kid the distance to because she was not getting along with Deutsch. Wood noted that both Deutsch and her friend owned exotic animals and that another witness was asked to take the child in exchange for a monkey as well. The child stayed in Texas with a friend, said that Deutsch did not want her back, but the kid, believe it or not, is now attending school and is in good health. But keep in mind, was traded away for a monkey. Now we go to Texas, where authorities there arrested a woman who was driving under the influence while her five-month-old baby was in the car seat, unsecured, in her vehicle. But mom did not appear to realize the baby was there. You see, 27-year-old Ivana Salazar, she was arrested around 1:30 in the morning on Sunday by officers that were conducting a traffic stop in El Paso after they noticed a car failing to signal a lane change. While officers spoke with Salazar, they noticed a clear glass container with an unknown red liquid in it, leading them to believe that she was driving while intoxicated. Now, Salazar told police, look, I'm on my way to pick up my newborn after my work shift, and indicated that she was alone in her vehicle. However, officers searching the car, they came across a five-month-old baby in the car seat that had not been secured appropriately. When authorities questioned her a second time about the child, she reiterated her previous statement that she had just gotten off from work and was headed to pick up her newborn. Well, police then brought her to the back seat and showed her the child seated there. That's when she said she didn't know the kid was in the car, but it is, in fact, her kid. She then stopped cooperating with police. The child was transported to a hospital for evaluation. The kid was in fine shape and then put in the care of, quote, a responsible party. Salazar is now being held in El Paso County Jail under charge of driving while intoxicated with a passenger under 15 years of age and endangering a child. Now we head to New Jersey, where the husband of New Jersey Mayor Gina LaPlaca, who was charged with driving drunk with her toddler in the car last month, said the public should go easy on her because she's just a small town official, you see. Quote, it's not like she's the mayor of some big city. Lumberton only has 13,000 people. That's according to the husband. All I want is for my wife to get better and for everyone to just leave her alone. Well, his wife was captured on video by another driver swerving all over the road, nearly crashing into a utility pole after she picked up her two-year-old son from a daycare on St. Patty's Day. Police arrived at her house and found her toddler strapped in the car seat and a rear passenger seat. The officers then made her perform a field sobriety test where she could be seen stumbling when asked to stand on one leg. To be fair, I would too, even sober. Now, while investigating her car, officers found a water bottle filled with vodka and a small liquor bottle. She was arrested, charged with driving under the influence, reckless driving, etc., etc., etc. Well, last week, the governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, he urged her to put her public duties aside and step away. However, she was elected mayor in 2022 by a five-person committee, won re-election in both 2023 and 2024. She said she would not resign from her position. In an email, she wrote, quote, I will not be resigning my position. Our community needs to be more kind and understanding about people trying to better themselves. As we all know, there's a huge black eye and a black cloud over our town right now. Not sure why she said that. Anyway, residents there, they disagree. They went to a committee board meeting following her arrest, saying that she needs to resign. However, she's still against it. And her arrest came just a week after she resigned as a business administrator. And the reason she resigned as a business administrator is because there was a video posted online of her being escorted out of a fire commissioner's meeting because she had gotten into a physical altercation with one of the residents there and called her, and I quote, a skank bitch. So that is her situation. So we have the woman who's fostered over 200 kids, but most recently a kid was missing. They found the kid healthy and alive and attending school in Texas, but she traded the kid away for a monkey. We have the woman in Texas who had her five-month-old in the backseat of the car while she's driving drunk, but in her mind, she was on her way to pick up the kid that she'd already picked up that's sitting in the back of her car. And finally, the mayor of New Jersey, who wants everyone to go easy on her because we all make mistakes, which is true, but she also had her child in the car and had a water bottle full of vodka in the car.
Yeah, that lady is the worst.
Well, all these people put kids in danger.
That is correct.
The woman in Missouri, she had hundreds of foster kids.
At least 200
kids. She got busted for one thing that she did. But I have a feeling that if that's what she did, she probably wasn't a very good mother to any of those children.
If you trade a kid for a monkey, and look, I'm just spitballing here, probably not a good
kid,
parent.
However, is in a better place now.
Yes.
She was just taking the money from the government. Oh, boy.
I'm with you. I'm kind of leaning towards, I hate to say this, but the Missouri woman.
Monkey lady.
Only because the kid's already going to school.
Yeah, the kid's going to school.
Texas and stuff. Yeah. So somehow that kid's okay. But the New Jersey mayor, I think, just sucks the most.
Well, I mean, take it easy, Ted.
Yeah, just like, come on.
I bet you call your friends that in New Jersey.
Well, just unbelievable. And then to be so defensive about it, like just, aggressive about it. Like,
have you arrested anyone?
Most people are going to lose their jobs like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, you get a DUI, I don't think you should lose your job. You get a DUI with your five-year-old in the back or toddler.
And you're the mayor.
And you're the mayor, you're going to lose your job.
And the other woman didn't even know she picked up her kid.
Nope.
So that's not good either.
And the other thing, too, is the New Jersey mayor has already gone through the process of putting vodka into a water bottle.
To me, that's what separates it.
Right. She plans on it. She has pre-thought out how I can drink while I'm driving.
Yeah.
Like, maybe the woman in Texas, maybe she just had an assy day. Right? Like, I'm spitballing here. But maybe she went to the bar and just had a couple too many. But, like, this woman in New Jersey knew what she was doing.
Yeah.
So we agree that a woman that traded a child for a monkey in this circumstance sucks the least.
Sucks the least, yeah.
That's saying something.
And it might be a fun monkey.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram as well. Okay, Shot of the Day is coming up. You're listening to The Men's Room.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, come to 508. We'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 550. But first, quick check out Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. ChatGPT just passed the Turing test.
Okay.
Yeah. Which, I didn't know what that was. I had to look it up. I mean, that's basically the test that...
A human can't tell whether or not it's talking to a machine or talking to another human being. But to be fair, who took the test?
Yeah, you know what?
I'm just saying, in these days and times, I'm like, brother, people will fall for a lot of stuff. So who is it to take the task?
Exactly. So you know what? That's a good call right there.
Just saying. Still doesn't bring me comfort. But again, who do you have take this test that can't tell me?
And there's already a crap ton of AI content that's out there, like images that are AI generated that way too many people believe. There's AI accounts that comment on those AI generated posts that make people believe it. Like there is so much artificial content that is all over our social media. Like, it's honestly almost ruined the experience for me to the point where I would just trash it.
Well, if a chat box comes up to help you.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's what that is.
Yeah.
Like an assistant here. You need any help?
To a degree, it's not exactly AI, but it, you know what? To be fair, it's a very remedial AI, and that is looking at the keywords that you're typing into it, and then it searches for whatever it is that you need to. So that's fair. You know what? That's a fair call, Miles.
So is Clippy?
To a degree.
AI?
To a degree. Like, if that's what we're talking about, if that's the litmus test for it, you know, because, you know, what can I help you with? Well, I don't know how to spell check this. Well, you could hit the spell check button up here. So that's technically what it's doing.
Yeah.
AI is just doing it a lot quicker and cross-referencing a lot more sources.
I've read two things about AI that scare the hell out of me. A, they said some AI is already lying. To, like, cover up its own tracks.
Yeah, that's not good.
And then B, they had the nerve to put it on an article today that said AI makes better memes.
Hey, it might. I mean, who knows? They did UW actually did a test with AI as far as hiring practices, right? So a lot of companies, too lazy to interview in person, so they had AI kind of scan through everything. So, and this is a UW study, 85% of its hiring practices, because keep in mind, AI is programmed by humans, inevitably.
Right.
It can calculate quicker, but essentially, it is programmed by human beings. 85% of the time, if you have a white-meaning name, you got the job over anyone else. And that doesn't matter if it's a black name, if it sounds like an Indian name, if it sounds like a Chinese name, if it's a white-leaning name in this country, 85% of the time, 100% of the time, if it knew, put it this way, 100% of the time, black guys did not get hired.
Damn.
100, and this was three,
AI is racist.
Three different AIs that they ran it through. A 100% return. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
So I'm just saying, again, it's programmed by people.
I was hoping
and
for good news. It's like it
preferences.
Was hiring based on merit. And
well, it depends who you are. To some people, that's fantastic news.
Hey, Mike and I are pumped.
We're gonna do great, man.
I'll say you guys
Ted
do
Smith.
That.
Ted Smith's horrible.
That's right.
Maybe. Smith, and I can go either way,
Smith,
man.
I just feel like Ted.
Ted helps.
Yeah.
If you went Edward, it might be like 50-50.
Like, I've only really known a couple other Black Teds, and we called one as he tailgated with us, Black Ted.
Black Ted. I don't think I met a Black Ted.
God, Black Ted was awesome. I miss Black Ted. He called me White Ted. It was a thing.
Yeah.
Known a couple Black Mikes.
Yeah, I've known a couple Black Mikes.
Yeah, Michael Jordan.
Exactly.
What about Black Teds? Yeah.
I don't know that I met any Black Teds.
I mean, there was Teddy Bridgewater.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's
looked
fair.
Like Teddy.
But I did not know him.
Yeah. Nope.
Yep.
Police in the UK are apparently developing a murder prediction tool.
Just watching Miles' face and just scanning the Black Ted Rolodex.
I think he's looking for a Black Miles.
Miles Davis.
There you go. Famous. Mm-hmm. Famous Black Miles. Yeah.
And black.
Yeah, black.
Black.
Police in the UK are apparently developing a murder prediction tool.
Remember, Minority
for,
Report?
For people?
Yes.
Like, just like...
I mean, what is this?
Is that based on their job? going postal, so to speak? You know, those kind of
pretty
things?
Pretty much. And you know what? I was literally talking about this week where, yes, I get it, Minority Report and all that. I'm not saying that go out and arrest this person. However, I feel like based on their past histories and also their interests, there should be a we see it coming list.
Well, I think a lot of times, I mean, I think there is. They just don't tell you. We've been monitoring this person on social media.
Right. That would
That's
be horrible
what that
to
is.
That
right.
That is.
We're not going to say that out loud, but yes, we've been watching. Teddy Pendergrass, thank you.
Teddy Pendergrass.
I found one for you guys.
Is it Ted Lang?
Ted Lang.
The guy who played Isaac on Love Boat. Yeah. I wasn't sure. I couldn't remember if it was Ted Lang or not.
Man, I had a buddy. One of my... He, every time I saw him, especially with Chuck, Teddy
Pendergrass.
Every time.
Damn.
Or to this day, like, my buddy Phil, I never told him to. He'll still just call me Ballgame.
Ballgame, all right.
Ted Williams, Teddy Ballgame.
Oh, right, okay.
Gotcha. Good work.
I thought you scratched yourself a lot.
Or, right, Teddy effing Ballgame.
Bam!
Someone did an in-depth study on the best way to make coffee in order to get the most out of your grounds.
So, well, they need to show people here.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, we're getting too much out of our grounds.
Yeah, put the grounds, the right amount in the thing and brew the coffee.
Right. Somebody here is overloading the doggone hopper in there. And so when the water goes in, it's overflowing and it's actually, there's grounds all over the counter, all over the burner.
We all know who it is.
Inside the damn carafe. We know who it is.
It's not going to call them out.
No, because that's rude.
Teddy Long, WWE. Sorry. The texts are coming in.
It's just, I feel like black guys generally go Teddy, though.
Yeah, I feel like you hear Teddy more than Ted.
Right. Is there a black Ted?
Ted Lang?
Ted Lang, right. Yeah. Yeah, name another one. Go find it, Ted. A public health student in D.C. warns people to be vigilant against medical misinformation online.
No kidding.
We just talked
how
about
how many times do we have to say this?
Right, we saw it on full display.
Even if it's misinformation, all right? I should not be the one asking my doctor about things. I should ask him about things that concern me and my health.
Sure.
But I should not ask my doctor if Exafin is right for me.
Right.
That's his job.
They should tell you
what I have and what I need to be taking because I have a problem that he can correct.
Exactly. Have you tried asking your doctor if Adderall's right for you?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like,
have you just told him, it's right for me, but I don't need it.
I know it is.
Can you prescribe me? I think what's right for me is 5 milligrams of Valium on Sunday, dog.
There you go.
So I can chill out.
Ask your doctor if Valium is right for you.
It's football season.
Sure.
I'm stressed from the week. I need this.
You're right, Miles. That is odd.
I mean, like, this guy's been to school for 12 years, and I'm going to ask him about his job?
Right.
Hey, Doc, you probably never thought about this, but is Adderall right for me?
I've built up a lot of nice guy credit, Doc. Is Ambien right for me?
Right. Jesus.
A study has confirmed that brown rice contains more arsenic than white rice.
Damn.
There you go. Try to eat healthier whole grains, so there's arsenic in it.
So we get you.
It sucks.
Mike, years ago, I just, whatever reason, I just didn't know what the difference between brown rice and white rice.
Same, dude.
So we're all living over there, and I come back, got this Chinese food, and Thrill's like, that looks good. Ah, God, why'd you get brown rice? It's like, I don't know, man.
No, man. It's the wheat bread. Kind of ruined the
wheat bread of rice.
It's all rice to me, man, okay?
No,
it's
not.
See the color.
Yeah, right. It sucked. I've got a bag left. I had like 10 bags of rice. It's the only one I've left is the brown rice bag, the 90-second microwave version.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I got left.
Oh, we make brown rice all the time. What's wrong with the brown rice?
It has arsenic, Mike. You just said it.
Solid point.
It tastes like crap.
It doesn't taste that much far off.
Get some basami.
Basmati.
Yes, thank you.
Basmati rice.
Basmati. Wild rice.
Yeah, there's another good one. Anything but brown.
Jasmine rice sounds like a wide receiver for the Dolphins.
Oh, my God. Jasmine Rice.
80-yard touchdown reception.
Sounds like the next woman up on stage to me.
I mean, if you really want to just go for best rice, get coconut rice.
No.
That is, dude, it's. I don't like coconut.
I like coconut. Coconut like rice coconut is delicious. Rice.
If it has it in the name, it can go to hell.
Sorry.
Today, I don't know if you guys knew this, but it is National Cherish and Antique Day.
Of course we knew that.
And I, of course, everybody knew that. But I wanted to dig a little bit deeper, you know, because I could have gone like, you know, 10 antiques that everybody's got in their home. Do you guys know how long something has to exist for it to be considered an antique?
I feel like you become vintage before you become an antique, right? So I'll say 20 years roughly is vintage.
I'll say 25.
25 to become an antique.
Yes. I'm going to say 85 years.
85 years, Ted Smith.
65 years?
The full century, boys. 100 years old to become an antique. So these are 10 things becoming an antique this year.
The Men's Room Top 10.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The Men's Room Top 10.
10 things that are becoming antique in 2025. And no, we're not talking about the age of Miles' liver. Heyo. This got me thinking, what are some strange old things people with no life whatsoever collect? How about George Franzen, who has a collection of over 5,000 fossilized coprolite? That would be poo, feces, fecal, doo-doo, dung, dookie, crap, excrement. You might be wondering how he knows all of his fossilized butt nuggets are real. I bet he licks them.
God. Come on. All right, things that are officially classified as an antique this year. Everybody's favorite hoity-toity publication.
Time?
The New Yorker.
Oh, The New Yorker.
The New Yorker. First issue was published back in 1925, and it cost 15 cents. And it was actually the source of several film adaptations, including Meet Me in St. Louis in 1944 with Judy Garland, Adaptation in 2002 with Meryl Streep, and Brokeback Mountain in 2005 was actually a New Yorker story.
Damn.
Yeah.
Willie Nelson has a song about that from years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, about cowboys on the range, and they get a little lonely.
Okay.
I guess that's a thing that's been kind of known.
Sure. We just don't talk about it. Yeah. We just write songs and stories about it.
I wish I could quit you.
Yeah. Number 9, The Great Gatsby. Turns 100 years this year. Released back in 1925. Right. Cost $2 when it first released, which is kind of the equivalent of 30 these days. Couple facts. F. Scott Fitzgerald was apparently a terrible speller. There was another piece of his works that he...
By F. That can't spell my first name Frederick, man.
I can't do it, man.
I like that. You can write a book as a bad speller.
Right. And there was there was another publication that he had that some English critic or something like that, literary critic, said was one of the most incomprehensible pieces of work just because of the terrible grammar errors and whatnot. Mm. But it had a film adaptation the very next year and has a musical due at the London Coliseum this year to celebrate the centennial.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah. Things that can officially be classified as an antique this year. Corona beer.
Damn. 100.
Corona started 100 years ago.
100 years ago. Does anybody know the origins of Corona? It does go back to Modelo. Like, it stuck with Modelo. It started there and it stayed there the entire time.
I don't know.
A German brewmaster moved to Mexico to work for Modelo, and that's where they developed the Corona Mexican Lager.
Hmm.
And it took a hit back in 1987. Does anybody remember the rumors that were going around about Modelo, Corona back in 1987? It was contaminated.
With?
Urine.
Okay. Oh, come
yeah.
On.
Right? Come on, gang.
I think you say that about most beers.
And then, of course, it found new life during 2020 and COVID.
Yep.
Came the drink there because of the coronavirus.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. I remember flying back from a funeral. The guy next to me ordered a Corona, and he's like, pretty funny, huh? And I had no idea what was about to happen, so I was like, I don't get it.
Oh, no.
And his wife's like, he's being an a-hole. There's some giant disease in China coming out.
Oh, no.
And he's like, it's called Corona. I mean, it's the exact guy you think it is.
It's going to shut down the world.
Right, he's in his Tommy Bahama shirt. This is a BWI. He's going to the Caribbean. I mean, it's the exact guy you think it is.
Oh, no.
He's so proud of himself, Mike.
10 things that can officially be classified as an antique this year. Honeymaid, the company Honeymaid. In case you guys didn't know, the Graham cracker was developed by Minister Sylvester Graham in an effort to repress the sexual desires of his followers.
Yeah, man. If you're eating Graham crackers, you don't have time to catch it, you know.
That's right, to catch it.
My hands are full.
Is it just s'mores? Is it the only time we eat those?
Pretty some people nice. Crush yeah, handful of things. Yeah.
You could also just crush them up, put milk, and have cereal that way.
That's not a bad call.
Right, you can also dress a handful of things up, like cheesecake crusts sure. is usually graham crackers as well.
But does anyone just eat graham crackers?
It's like the vanilla wafer. Maybe. I know it exists, but I mean, when do you really eat it?
But honestly,
around Christmas, my wife is making something that calls for graham crackers. And then I'll break one off, and I say the same thing every year, once a year. Damn, man, these are really good.
Vanilla wafers are good.
Hell yeah, dude.
Do you like them plain or with the cinnamon stuff on top, whatever that is?
You know what? I'll take them both ways, Miles, but the cinnamon
stuff
kicks.
I'm not even sure what the difference is. It's like crunchy and creamy peanut butter, dude. Plain and whatever else it is.
Things officially classified as an antique this year, the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
F. Scott Fitzgerald would have sucked at it.
Yeah, he absolutely would. He absolutely. To this day, nobody knows why it's called a bee. Like, Scripps came out, they were like, we don't know why they call it a spelling bee.
Maybe it was a jamboree?
It was originally organized by a newspaper as a way to consolidate a number of local spelling bees in the area. So it's like, hey, kids, come on over here and, you know, test against the winner of this one over here and this one over here.
Okay.
It has had two winners on six different occasions. And then they just recently changed the ruling to where if there's two people, because there's a time cutoff.
Right.
And so if there's two contestants standing at 6 o'clock when they end it, then they do like a written test or something like that to finish it out. Yeah.
Just getting out of a written test, I'd throw it.
You'll like this, Dave. Words are actually reviewed before the event to avoid the giggle factor. So words like titillation and whatnot.
Just
don't get up
there. Kids, right.
Exactly. Mount Rushmore is officially an antique this year.
All right, 100 years old.
Named after attorney Charles Edward Rushmore.
Why?
That's debated. But okay. He made a sizable donation to the sculpture, so that could very well be why he got his name there. The fourth face was actually debated, so they definitely were going to do George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Abraham Lincoln. But the creator of Mount Rushmore was really pushing for Teddy Roosevelt. Another was pushing for Woodrow Wilson because of all of his work during the war.
Yeah.
And then there was actually a grassroots campaign to launch a fifth face on Mount Rushmore for Susan B. Anthony.
Really?
But then the Great Depression was coming on. World War II was bubbling up. They said, look, we don't have time for this.
It's up on the rocks. You want to Mount Rushmore or money?
Say what now?
Because she got money.
She did. She did get money.
So, I mean, what would you rather have? Like, if you knew.
I'm going to take Mount Rushmore.
I'm taking money.
I'm taking the mountain. The money's
gone.
When's
the last time you saw Susan B. Anthony? If you put me on a bill, I'm taking the bill.
Right.
But the Susan B. Anthony coin, like, even when you give it to someone, they just keep it. Or they take it to Coinstar, right? You know what I mean? It's just,
keep it.
If the person in front of you in line pays with the Susan B. Anthony, as a guarantee, that's part of your change.
Miles' favorite candy bar, the Mr. Good Bar, becomes an antique this year.
It's not bad.
Mr. Good Bar, underrated bar. It's just hard to find them.
Yeah.
So they
don't have as much rice crunch as a crunchy bar.
Correct.
Crunch bar.
Yeah, crunch bar.
But they're still good.
I agree. And in fact,
Mr. Good Bar was just peanuts.
It is peanuts, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Is that the other one? Which one? I'm thinking Crackle.
100 grand.
All right.
Well, or is it Crackle?
Yeah, Hershey has the Crackle. Nestle has the Crunch.
Gotcha. There it is. Okay. Thank you. You're right. Mr. Good Bar's peanuts. You got it.
Yeah.
You got
and
it.
And back then, that was big tech.
It was, man.
We got chocolate bars. Yeah, see, this one's got peanuts.
Marketed
in it.
As a tasty lunch during the Great Depression.
Yeah, protein.
Damn right. Look at that. Hailed as a better alternative for s'mores. They're wrong. Just going to throw this one in here real quick. Tarani syrups. You guys know those in your coffee shops and whatnot.
Those were
released back in 1925 with five flavors. The only two that I can know are grenadine and lemon. The other ones are like tamarindo, orgeat, and anisette.
I think those are the ones I use in my Italian sodas.
Sodas. Number two on the list of things that can officially be classified as an antique this year was a song covered by the likes of Bing Crosby, Ray Charles, and the Beatles before they were even famous. However, it became this theme song.
Oh, the Globetrotters.
Yeah.
Nice.
Sweet Georgia Brown.
That's what it's called?
Sweet Georgia Brown, yes. Was made back in 1925.
Also known as a Harlem Globetrotters theme.
That's right. That's pretty much the only way I know it. And then the number one thing that can officially be classified as an antique this year, but it's going to be at the very end of this year, Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, damn.
Dick Van Dyke.
He still
looks good, man.
He looks great.
He walks around. He exercises.
He's moving, man. He's got to make
it. He looks like Dick Van Dyke at 100 years old.
Yes, he does. He really does. Looks like they pulled him out of Mary Poppins and just put an old suit on him, and then he's just good to go.
Right.
He's got to make it to December 13th.
Come on, Dick. You can do it.
Come on, Dick.
It's not the first time I've said that.
Don't leave us.
Don't.
Well, I'm done.
Jack Daniels.
Authorities in Madrid.
We can do this. We can do this. Come on.
Authorities in Madrid raided a local Chinese restaurant because there was something wrong with the roasted duck, Miles.
What was wrong with the duck?
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor.
You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Great time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast James King of Monticello, Kentucky. Police got a call about a man walking along a local highway. He seemed disoriented, so officers responded. And sure enough, he was disoriented because James was drunk. Now, officers asked him where he was going, and James responded, "Hey, man, I'm just walking down the highway trying to buy myself a new pair of pants." Well, it wouldn't be a big deal, but he was drunk, and he got combative with cops. So, oh, plus, he also had 6 outstanding warrants. So, yeah, he was arrested. The police, however, the one thing, they did believe his story about going to buy a new pair of pants, because he was walking along the highway nude. That specifically is why somebody called the police. It's already bad to walk along the highway. They pointed that out. They said, but you certainly can't do it naked. But I like his thing. I'm here to buy pants. I'm like, we believe you. I don't know where his wallet was, however. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola.
All right, it's going to get tested online for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.